This is GQDN for Monday, October 13th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest and go get Questworthy while you're at it. You get 25% off of your purchase if you put in the promo code Quest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a little bit of PlayStation, we got some Borderlands 4 news, and we got a statement from Microsoft Xbox. But we begin today with PC Gamer, because the United States President, Donald Trump, did announce a new 100% China tariff, along with the export controls on, quote, any and all critical software, end quote. So yes, he did announce a new 100% tariff on the Chinese goods there late last week because of the export controls on the critical software. And when I say controls, it is the rare earth export controls, because now the Chinese Ministry of Commerce did say earlier this week it could be requiring some foreign companies to obtain special government approval before exporting the products containing the materials of the rare earths themselves. So Trump did get up on his Truth Social account on Friday and said, quote, it has just been learned that China has taken extraordinarily aggressive position on trade and sending extremely hostile letter to the world. This affects all countries without exception and was obviously a plan devised by them years ago. It is absolutely unheard of in international trade and moral disgrace in dealing with other nations. Starting November 1st, 2025, or sooner, depending on any further actions or changes taken by China, the United States of America will impose a tariff of 100% on China, over and above any tariff that they are currently paying. Also on November 1st, we will impose export controls on any and all critical software. It is impossible to believe that China would have taken such an action, but they have, and the rest is history, end quote. A spokesperson from the Chinese Commerce Ministry did respond to Trump's announcement, quote, if the U.S. persists in acting unliterally, China will resolutely take corresponding measures to safeguard its legitimate rights and interests. Our position on tariff war remains consistent. We do not want one, but we are not afraid of one, end quote. Now, you may ask, Joe, why are you doing this article? Simply put, it takes those materials to make the PCs for which we play on, and the consoles as well. So anything that's got chipboard to it, anything, this will be affected. Well, could be affected, I should say. And I know that a lot of you were affected by Xbox because you have an Xbox. Well, according to Pure Xbox, okay, Microsoft did issue a statement denying Target and Walmart because people thought that they were pulling Xbox products off the shelves. And that was done over the weekend because there were some rumors that both Target and Walmart would be pulling their Xbox products because of the high prices. In fact, somebody got up on Reddit, said, quote, my local Target is getting rid of their Xbox section. After that post, some other outlets did state or did start reporting on the post, and it did attract some of the social media interest. But Destin Legree and the former Xbox employee, Major Nelson, did say that they couldn't see anything about Target and Walmart pulling their Xbox stock at all. But that's where Destin called both Walmart and Target and then got up on X and said, quote, I just called my local Walmart to ask if they were discontinuing or pulling Xbox stock. They said, at least to my knowledge, I haven't heard anything about like clearing inventory or anything like that, or about being discontinued. They also said, still have them in stock, end quote. Then he went to Target and asked the same question. So once again, after he did that, got back up on X and said, quote, I also called Target to ask if they were pulling or discontinuing Xbox stock. The person working there told me, end quote, there's nothing in our system showing anything being discontinued, quote, we also haven't had a shipment in about a week. It says we have the next one, October 19th, but just for one. Nothing is saying discontinued, end quote. In fact, it got so loud that Microsoft had to make a statement, a very, very short one. Quote, Target and Walmart, among other retailers, remain committed partners for Xbox consoles, accessories, and games, end quote. So if you want to talk about Xbox, then what's the rule? You gotta talk about the other consoles, including PlayStation. Okay, maybe I made that up. But PlayStation Lifestyle did say that PlayStation 6 release date could be sooner than what was first reported. Oh yeah, we're going to Rumorville. Who cares, right? So, what PlayStation Lifestyle is saying is that the PlayStation architect, Mark Cerny, did say that the PlayStation 6 is, quote, a few years away, end quote. But we could see the next-gen console in 2027, so up to 2 years away. The leaker in question was Kepler L2, and according to them, Sony does have plans for a 2027 launch for the PlayStation 6. But it might be worth mentioning that Kepler L2 may have some sources at AMD, and it may have their leaks resolved around AMD's manufacturing and the supply chain. Now, some of the people that did take Cerny's statement of a few years did make them think that the release window will be in 2028. But PlayStation Lifestyle seems to think that fall 2027 sounds about right. We shall see. And sticking with PlayStation and PlayStation Lifestyle, a game is being delisted from the PlayStation Store, and it is Kovox Pitch, and that is because of the contract. And in fact, somebody did see the game being delisted on the PlayStation Network profiles, and the player did reach out to Calibris, which is the developer of the game, and they wanted to know about the game's removal. The developer did reply, quote, hello, the contract with the publisher has come to an end. I'm not sure that the game will be republished in the future, end quote. So if you wanted a pretty cheap game for $2.79 for the PlayStation Plus members, or $6.99 for the sale price, then you just missed it. But we'll see if they hook up with another publisher. And then IGN did say that the Borderlands 4 chief, Randy Pitchford, did say that if there were more developers that understood why games love making decisions about loot, quote, we'd have competitors, end quote. And he's saying that they could have been good competitors. Now, Pitchford was talking in an interview with BBC Radio 5 Live, and they were discussing the release of Borderlands 4 and Gearbox, the journey alongside the series, talking about Borderlands 4, of course. So here's what he said, quote, our mission is to entertain the world, which means we suck. Because there are billions of people in the world, we've got work to do. Borderlands with 4, we're going to cross probably 100 million units sold of Borderlands 4 of the franchise. That's awesome compared to a lot of things, but kind of sucks if your goal is to entertain the world. So I feel like we're just getting started. I've been working on Borderlands for over 20 years now, and it feels like we're starting to get pretty good at it. It feels like we're starting to figure it out. I feel like we probed a lot of the endpoints, but I don't think we're anywhere near the end of a journey, end quote. Then he got into a philosophical debate about why people love the shooter or looter shooters like Borderlands, because the game does say that people are looking for better loot, because in Borderlands 4, there are a lot of potential weapons that are available to you. But they did ask if it was just the items that would be dropped could be worth their time, but even Pitchford said that the answer would be no. Sometimes the answer would be yes, but that is up to how the players play and depends upon their build of the characters. And he also did say that farming these items will be a part of the loot and hunt for all the fans who plays Borderlands. And the Borderlands games did turn to present those sorts of loot conundrums by design. And Pitchford did explain that before saying they expected the franchise would have more imitators because of how addictive the loop is. Quote, "You're poking at some fundamentals, which is part of why I think Borderlands as a game has worked and does work, and why it's a very delicate design, I think, is one of the reasons why they haven't really been many successful imitators since we first showed Shooter Looter how could work with the original game," end quote. So, what do you think about what he said? Let me know at Joe Brahms on the X Machine and the Blue Sky Machine. One last thing before we go. 5 games were announced to the Xbox Game Pass this week, and that is according to PureXbox.com. And it is the casting of Frank Stone, October 14th, on Ultimate and Premium PC. Ball X Pit, October 15th, Ultimate and PC. The Grinch, Christmas Adventures, October 15th, Ultimate, Premium, and PC. PAX Day for PC, October 16th, PC, Ultimate, and Premium. And Keeper, October 17th, Ultimate, and PC. Those are the tiers. So go have fun with that. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.